15, that was one of the more entertaining nil-nils. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought it was entertaining. They had a good team with good players, and I thought we were second best first half. We only looked dangerous really from a couple of counter attacks. They moved the ball really well, and we probably struggled a little bit first half, but I thought second half we were the better team. And I know they've missed a couple of chances, a couple of opportunities, but you know we've worked a few as well and not taken them as well. But it was a good entertaining nil-nil, I suppose. Both teams trying to play football, both teams trying to win the game. And you know, I thought we'd done everything right when the player got sent off as well, in terms of our ball possession in their half and trying to open them up. And we created a few chances and unfortunately just didn't take them.
Certainly piling the pressure on when they went down to 10 men. What did you make of the sending off, first of all?
First up when I stood here, my reaction was that it was a red card. I thought Kieran was through on goal and he was the last defender, and it's hard to say that, but I think that's how it was. And I've since seen it on video and I still think it was a red card. So, you know, one of the few decisions I thought the officials got right today, because I thought there was a few that weren't right for both teams.
He was getting a lot of stick, wasn't he, the referee Andy Haynes? But you thought that was the right decision. Were you happy though with the pressure you're putting on in the last 20 minutes though, to try and get that winner?
Yeah, no, definitely. We were trying to get the win, and you know, we're trying to thread balls through, and we got shots in, we got crosses in. As I say, probably the only disappointing thing is that we didn't work their goalkeeper as much. You know, we didn't hit the target as much, and that would probably be a disappointment. But you know, performance-wise, can't ask for any more. Effort-wise, can't ask for any more. Just probably our use of the ball at times had to be better. As I said at half-time to the players, you know, I think they were playing at their level, and we were a little below ours in the first half, and we upped that level and we're a lot better.
You brought Kieran Morris in today. Lots of chances for your young winger. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, he'd done okay. He, you know, he was tough. They played a three at the back, and you know, he was out ball for the majority of the first half. We only spotted him a few times, you know, but he's a lad who wants to go and score goals, and you know, he'll be disappointed with a bit of his finishing today, because he's normally a lot better than that. There's a chance in the first half where he's worked the keeper. In training, they normally go in, so he's doing well, and he's improving each week.
Were you surprised to see UC Askelainen in between the sticks today?
Not at kickoff, because I knew when I got the team sheet, obviously. But yeah, our plan was around Richard O'Donnell playing. I didn't expect to see that changed, but you know, their manager knows more than I do in regards to their team.
On the other end, another clean sheet for Neil Etheridge. Going back to four defenders today, what were you thinking behind that?
Well, just the way they play, I thought we'd be better getting our fullbacks out today and getting a couple of 2v1s down the outside of them. They play three at the back quite regularly here this season. I didn't really want to go and match them up. I just felt if we could get our fullbacks out today, it would give them problems. You know, unfortunately, I thought they had the majority of possession first half and didn't allow us to do that. And we had, I would say, probably sporadic counter attacks. But defensively, I thought we were very good again. You know, they've got, you know, a lot of multi-million pound players, haven't they, in their lineup, and we've had to compete against them, and I thought we've competed really well.
That's a sign of how far you've come. They were playing Europa League football 2 years ago. They were hosting Everton this time 3 years ago. Probably go away disappointed you only got a point.
Yeah, at the end, I mean, certainly second half performance. You know, first half I thought was fortunate to come in at 0-0 because of their domination. But, you know, second half I thought we were the better team. You know, so yeah, it does show how far we've come. You know, they've got Will Grigg up front, who they've signed for $1 million. They've got Jordi Wulu, who's on loan, and I think others bought him for 300,000 or 400,000. They've got Michael Jacobs. They've got, you know, such a lot of good players. And you know, there'll be it's a test for any team to go and play against them. But you know, we can take a lot of heart from that.
Just finally from me, it's all set up for next weekend now. Top of the table clash with Burton.
Yeah, I mean, they've won again, so it'll be another tough game, but looking forward to it. And, you know, we've only lost 1 in 11 in the league this season. That's a, you know, a tribute to the lads and how well they're doing, and we want that to continue.